Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, good morning to you. 909 now on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. Happy to be here. So appreciative of you listening this morning. Coming up in about 20 minutes, McCray Hepler will join me live on the air. We'll find out if he's dropping a new video today of what's happening here in St. George. I know we have lots to talk about because he's done two videos since he was last on the show. Mall Drive out there, 3050. Also, Exit 10 updates, including some new stores and stuff. Yeah, it's all... Well, we're going to talk about it with McCray in a little while. Right now, we'll talk about a couple of local issues. When I have time, I'm not going to have time every single day, so I'm not going to promise I'm going to do this every single day, but when I have time, I want to play a Charlie Kirk clip. I think Charlie Kirk was a genius, and the way he handled people with kindness, but truth was pretty cool. Okay, so this guy came up to the microphone. He was clearly a Chinese guy, young Chinese, kind of bitter, angry guy. And he says, "I'm white." And Charlie's like, "Well, you look Asian to me." And he's like, "Yeah, no, I'm white." And then they got into a little bit of a talk about Caucasian and what that means and stuff. And not a lot, really. I don't think either was convinced either way. But then the guy brought up, I'll let you listen.
Well, all right. Then what's the problem with, like, let's say a Mexican?
There's no problem with Mexicans.
Then what was your beef against Kilmar Brigo Garcia?
And then what's my beef with a wife beating child abusing gang member here illegally? I don't know, the fact that he's a wife beating child abusing gang member here illegally. That's my beef with him.
Okay.
And he's from El Salvador, not Mexico. Racist. Get that right.
Oh, my bad. Who's doing it now, dude? Hey, wait a second.
All right. Thank you very much. Next. Thank you.
All right. One last thing. Anyone want this? Hat.
He's giving away a MAGA hat.
Get off my campus.
No, I'll be here for another hour and a half.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk, guy was a genius. Now, he never went to college. I think he went one semester or something. And then he said that basically he was inspired to carry on. It wasn't that he couldn't do college. In fact, I think he's a genius. I think he's incredibly smart. But he just said at the age of 18, he found a turning point. And I think he just was like, I need to be out there and be with people. And just because you don't go to college doesn't mean you're not learned. You're not educated. He read and read and read and read. He's a smart guy. And he had this incredible ability to, first of all, call people out who were, you know, unreasonable. And second of all, to call him out, but in a kind way, in a way that wasn't mean and mean-spirited. And I mean, when people would, generally speaking, the crowds were pro Charlie Kirk, right? I mean, you heard just that talk just now and how the guy was, you know, the crowd was kind of hollering at him and cheering for Charlie and stuff. But when they would get on this, whatever strange person picked up a microphone to ask a strange question, Charlie would say, "All right, you guys, leave me. Okay, settle down. Let's hear what he has to say." I respect that. That's pretty cool. 9:12 on KDXU. Some news and notes items I wanted to talk about today as we get things rolling, and then we'll talk about the deep fake. I don't want to give away too much, but a famous, very, very famous person did something yesterday, and it really, really gets my gut, makes me angry. And I think it will make you angry, too, when I tell you what happened. But first of all, let's talk about a couple of things in the news locally. The Northern Corridor is up for review again. Let me give you an update of what it is. Some of you will agree, some of you will disagree, but this is my take. Northern Corridor was a road that was proposed and promised, and really they should have started it but didn't, that would connect basically exit 13, 10, right in their area, mostly 13, through to Snow Canyon Parkway. And what it would do was make it so that there's an alternate route to get to the west side of Washington County, Santa Clara, Ivins, et cetera, without having to go through St. George. And the problem there were some problems there. First of all, it would go through a natural desert tortoise habitat, which, first of all, the desert tortoises aren't even from here. But anyway, it's where they live. And so the environmentalists are like, eh, we can't do that. Sorry. And even though we've kind of been encroaching on habitat with growth anyway. And so the leaders of the county and city and area said, look, how about we do this? We give you, this one blows me away. We give you somewhere in the neighborhood of 7,000 acres to establish, I mean, it's already established, but to reestablish and help move these desert tortoises and give them a lot more room to roam. The trade-off was 7,000 for your 150 acres to build this road. They were not proposing to put housing developments or stores or anything. They just wanted the road through so that St. George Boulevard in the St. George area where we live isn't so darn congested. It would really, it would, in my mind, I mean, environmentalists are screaming foul because we'd have to relocate the desert tortoises. But honest truth is, if you're an environmentalist and you care about the air that we breathe, you should be all for this. Because what it would do is it would take away cars sitting and idling and in traffic and just the congestion that would be that is and will be getting worse in St. George. This corridor would help. There's a whole bunch of other complicated things in there, like the development of Zone 6 and all that stuff, and the promises made to the school funds and I don't really have time and I don't really want to get into it right now. But the bottom line is I believe the Northern Corridor needs to happen. And right now is an opportunity. So the thing that kind of spurred this on yesterday, I think it was Monday. Anyway, I'm sifting through social media, looking for story ideas and news notes and things like that. And I came across someone had posted a link for a, hey, come sign our petition to stop this horrible thing that will kill turtles, basically. I mean, that's kind of what it said. They want to take away the reserve. They want to kill the environment. Nothing was said in there about, you know, the 7,000 acres, the moving, the extra room for the tortoise habitat, none of that. All that was said was this road is going to kill turtles, basically. So sign our petition. And fortunately, and I learned long ago, this is one of those things my wife is a wonderful person, very smart, and she teaches me things. And one of the things that she teaches me is you have a radio platform to say what you're going to say, like I'm doing right now. You don't need to mix it up on social media. And a classic example of that was a relative of mine, the day after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, posted something to the effect of, well, you know, it's hard for me to mourn someone that spewed hate or whatever. And I wanted to, I really, really wanted to light this person up. I was cocked and loaded. I had, in my head, I had written so many things and my wife's like, what can be accomplished from you doing that? And I was like, well, I gotta tell her like it is. I've gotta explain that kind of thing is not kind. And I mean, I had all the stuff I was going to say. And my wife said, don't you think someone else is going to say that? I said, oh, I don't know, but I mean, I got to be the one. I got it. And she says, no, just sit back and be patient. Don't mix yourself in the fray. Don't lower yourself down into the cesspool. Just see what happens. Well, some other relatives of mine stepped up in a big way and I think said what needed to be said. And I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I just was like, okay. And you know, I don't know what the end result is, and I don't think anybody changed anybody's minds or anything like that. But I just, my wife, very wise woman, taught me do not go there. And same thing with this whole thing. I wanted to just comment in at how ignorant and uninformed and just I mean, people are going to click on that and they're going to believe what they read. And I'm like, you guys, it's so irresponsible. But instead of doing that, I just was like, okay, my wife taught me. Just let it go. See what other people say. And they did. People stepped up and said, look, you guys are being irresponsible and dishonest in what you're writing here. And if you want to read the whole story, then, you know, you need to listen to my show. You need to talk to your county commissioners. You need to talk to your mayor. Mayors, I should say. Mayor Randall, Mayor Hart, Mayor Rosenberg. And find out the truth about Zone 6 and the Northern Corridor and the tortoise habitat and all that stuff. Anyway, I really, and I hope you believe this too, the Northern Corridor is very important to Washington County. It's very important to St. George. The city is up to 105, 110,000 people. The county is up to over about 250,000 people. So St. George is not Washington County, but St. George is in Washington County, and a big part, you know, 40-something percent of the county lives in St. George. And we need to make sure that, I've said this many times, people get mad at me, but if you want to protect the environment, if you want to protect the world, think about humans first. I know it's heresy to say tortoises aren't as important as people. They aren't, though. They are not. And better to relocate some tortoises. Nobody's going to die. No turtles are going to die. No, it's not happening. Better tortoises are relocated, and we all can live a little bit longer, not having to suck in the carbon gunk that traffic would create. Is creating. Make it happen. All right. The other couple of items of news. A 16-year-old student at Ben Lomond High School was shot after school. They do not have a suspect in custody. Earlier they said they had someone, but it was just someone who was friends with the boy who was killed. But, you know, there's a lot of Hispanics up in Ogden, and I don't know who was killed, but you kind of wonder if there was some kind of gang thing. I don't know. I'm just speculating at this point. But still, a 16-year-old boy is killed, and right now they don't have a suspect in custody. It's certainly cause for concern up in Ogden, Ben Lomond High School. There's a fire burning in Zion National Park right now, a wildfire. It's a small one right now, only 10 to 15 acres, but it could get bigger. That is, it's rugged area. It's not, you can't exactly drive a truck to it and put the fire out. You know, the hotshots are going to have to go do their thing, air firefighter crews. Zion National Park officials said the fire has closed a portion of the popular West Rim Trail right now. It, you know, fire season is kind of coming to an end, but man, that could be brutal. There is a very slight glimmer of good news on the horizon. Not today, but tomorrow there's supposed to be scattered showers, and then Friday, full-on rainstorms here in southern Utah. So that would be huge when it comes to wildfires. I hope we get some rain. Yesterday there was a crash. A Toyota turned in front of a motorcycle. Now I don't know whose fault this is, but when a motorcycle hits the side of a car, it's almost always the same thing that happened to me. Someone pulled in front of a motorcycle. They, quote, unquote, didn't see them. And I'm just, it just makes me sick. Fortunately, the motorcyclist was not killed. He was injured, but he was not killed. And, man, it's a fact of life. When you buy a motorcycle, it's not a matter of if, but when someone pulls in front of you. And how fast you're going and all that stuff as to how bad you're hurt. I had saw the guy that pulled in front of me. I slowed down. I'm like, and I had my wife on the bike with me. I said, he's not going to turn in front of me, is he? He's not going to do that. He wouldn't dare. He did. And there was I considered myself incredibly skilled. I was prideful. I'm good at this. I can avoid wrecks. Sometimes you can't avoid it. As any of you know that have been in an accident that wasn't your fault, sometimes there's nothing you can do. I laid the bike down. I feel like there was some divine intervention that it wasn't worse. And there was literally nothing I could do. Short of not ride a motorcycle, I guess, or not be there at that date and time, which how would I know, right? Anyway, that's kind of the news of the day here in southern Utah. You can listen to our newscasts all day long. They'll be at the bottom of the hour, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. All right, I did want to... This drives me nuts. And by the way, McCray will be here in about 5 minutes, so I got to hurry and get this in. So, you remember years ago, LeBron James won a championship, and then he held a press conference, the announcement he called it, right? This is a big deal. And he announced that I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Now, first of all, a couple of statements I need to make. I do not like LeBron personally. I don't think an athlete has really any right to make some of the political statements he's made. I don't think, that there's some of the actions he's done, the flopping and stuff. That's stuff that shouldn't happen in basketball, but. I do respect him as an athlete, and I would say he is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I'm not going to say the greatest, but I would say he was right there with, you know, Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. And so knowing that, and then what happened yesterday was just beyond the pale. So LeBron James yesterday announced, hey, I am going to make the announcement number two. Now, LeBron's 41. His son is playing in the league, and everybody's like, yeah, LeBron James is going to retire. He's going to make the big announcement today. He had me going. He had the entire sports media world going. LeBron James is going to announce his retirement. It's going to be a big deal. And you know, they had cameras. They had press conferences, people everywhere. And then LeBron James used his moment to focus, everybody looking at him, and he said, yes, I'm going to make my announcement now. My announcement is I'm going to endorse a certain kind of whiskey whose name I'm not going to mention right here. That was his announcement. It was a deep fake. It was a juke. It was a publicity stunt. And we've had those over the years, right? Publicity stunts. But this one to me was just like, I mean, talk about abusing your power. LeBron James has the power to get the whole sports world's tongues wagging and pens writing and computers typing. And he announced he was going to make this big. He sent a press release out, said he's going to make this big announcement. Reporters everywhere. Oh, here it comes. This is it. It's a farewell tour of LeBron right before the season starts. He's going to announce it. And then he announces he's endorsing a whiskey, some kind of whiskey. I mean, dude. Really? That's your big announcement? Needless to say, I was a little bit indignant.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Andy, 931 on KDXU. McCray Hepler, former quarterback stud for Dixie High School back in the day. He is on the show with me. Hi, McCray. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
He threw like, I don't know, 170 passes his senior year. Of course, they were all backwards pitches to Nate Carter, but they were still passes, sort of.
Yeah, something like that. And there was a couple of game. We got a couple in a game. I had a few touchdowns.
Almost all of them were complete.
Dixie High was, we were a I-formation.
Yeah?
I-formation no, only.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in the day, but it was still fun.
Does anybody run the eye anymore? It seems like everybody's spread it nowadays.
Not really. Yeah. Not that I see.
Yeah.
At least.
Except for
the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
I was going to say, I get inspired when I see Air Force. Well, actually, Air Force has kind of gone spread a little lately. But.
Yeah, and they're not really eye formation, but they're definitely run heavy.
Yeah.
Like, super run heavy.
I love that.
It's crazy that that this is the last hurrah.
I know.
Us on the radio.
Yeah.
And you on the radio.
Yeah. I don't know, for people who haven't heard, I am retiring at the end of the month-ish. We might be a week into November, too. But probably my last time having McCray on with me.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
It is sad. It's crazy.
I will say this.
You called my games back in the day.
I know.
That was half a lifetime ago for me.
I will be doing sports still for a little while.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do the daytime stuff. I'm still going to work on Friday nights. I can't give that up. I remember
that's
years ago.
That's good news. I didn't know that.
Mike McGarry and I were doing games years ago. We went up to Ricks College when they were still playing football. Now it's BYU-Idaho, and they don't play anymore. But we had a guy from the communications department come over to us, and they're like, hey, we need to ask you a question. We're like, well, that's kind of weird. Okay. And he said, we got this guy, this old guy that does our games, and he's been doing our games 40 years. Fantastic. And he said, but he doesn't know that it's kind of time to hang things up. He can't see anymore. He doesn't know the players' names. He barely talks to the coaches. And so they're like, what did we do? And we're like, we didn't know. But I was like, when I get to that point where I can't see the players and I don't know stuff, go ahead and kick me off the air. I'm okay with it. I'm cool with that. Hopefully I'm not there yet, though, McCray.
Oh, yeah. No, you still got plenty of vision in those eyes.
All right, let's talk about, you dropped a video today, yes?
Yes.
Tell us about what the video, I actually watched it, so it's a leading question, but tell us what it's about and kind of what's happening.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's one of the most asked about areas in town, which is around the Mall Drive and 3000 East intersection by the Lens out in the Fields area.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Paseo is the big one out there. It's where the Megaplex Luxury Theater and
so Paseo's the
bowling.
Name of the development, yes. Basically?
Yep, the Paseo is the name of the development. It's shopping, dining. The big anchor is the Megaplex movie theater and luxury bowling. Okay. Luxury movies, luxury bowling.
Oh, now what does that mean, luxury bowling?
Laneside food and just like, I don't know.
It's like you have a waiter right there.
Yeah, something like that.
That's cool.
It's a pretty cool concept. And I'm excited for it, really excited. It's not too far from my house. And then they've had a slew of announcements over the last month or month and a half. A couple in the video have been announced for, you know, 5-6 weeks now. Mm-hmm. First one was Nordstrom Rack, which is a big name. Anthropologie and Free People are also two big names in the women's clothing world. My wife is super excited about that one.
Yeah.
I know a lot of women around here that are. So those three options are really names on the next tier of, you know, the next tier that we haven't really got in St. George. These types of names are going to create even more of a buzz for places that we don't already have here, okay. Right? Especially when it comes to shopping.
Can I ask you what might be a dumb question, but as a guy, I don't know the difference. What is the difference between Nordstrom's and Nordstrom Rack?
So Nordstrom Rack is, I wouldn't call it the outlet, but it's like, so Nordstrom's like the big, massive store.
Right. Oh, huge, yeah.
The Nordstrom Rack is a smaller version that I think, I don't know, maybe you consider it like an outlet or something like that. Okay. But it's still got a lot of the stuff that the Nordstrom has, just on a smaller scale.
Okay,
my understanding.
Perfect. So we're out at the Paseo right now, which is out, what is it, Ketty Corner from Lynn's?
Directly east from Lynn's.
Yeah, okay, right across.
On the corner of 3000 East, Merrill Road and Mall Drive right there.
Now you mentioned, I should let you say, the grocery store that's going there.
Yes.
I don't know much about the grocery stores. Tell me about it.
So then there's a couple others. So Good Earth Markets is the grocery store. It's another, we had the Sprouts that just opened up. That's been a huge hit. I was there yesterday. Love that store.
I got to get in there. I've been in there.
Healthy grocery store. Right. And that's what, I've never been to a Good Earth Markets, but it has the same kind of feel that I've seen, mm-hmm. healthier grocery store. And along with that is Bonnaroo Bakery.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Local favorite.
Of course, Bonnaroo, right over here on, what is that, second? West?
Tabernacle. Tabernacle and Second West.
Yeah. I think it's Second West, yeah.
That's the OG, and now they're in Hurricane and
Springdale.
And so, yeah, their new spot, newest location, will be out at Paseo. And then Lovesack, which is...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Lovesack's... one of their headquarters is here in St. George for the whole company. And they're actually building their largest retail store in the country here. About 3,000 square
feet.
Right
here in St. George.
Right here in St. George. It'll be the biggest one in the country.
Very cool.
Which is really cool. And then the latest one that just got announced very recently is called VO Med Spa.
Yeah.
It's a med spa from Northern Utah. So that rounds out the first six, seven places in there, but there's going to be quite a few more. I can't wait for more food. That's what I'm excited for. See what other food
you're
comes
like,
in there.
You're like me. It doesn't have to be a lot of food. It has to be good food. That's
exactly
what we want. Yeah. Do you see, so you said you live out that way. I go out that way a lot. I actually Revere Health is my health. We also go to, help me with the name, the other one there. Vista Health.
Yeah, which we did. Vista. That was in the video as well.
Yeah.
They're expanding their footprint there.
And so I'm out that way quite often. I go to Lynn's and Smith's out there. Do you think the growth in retail is outgrowing the infrastructure, or is the infrastructure keeping up? What do you think?
Infrastructure.
Talking about roads and all that stuff, yeah.
Roads is very interesting right there. That intersection is already very busy.
Yes, it is.
I actually just had someone email me a question because they saw the video and they said, hey, you know, that intersection is already super busy. Is there anything that's going to happen for people that walk or bike? It's hard because there's nowhere else you can really outlet from there. You got the Mall Drive Bridge, you got 3000 East going back south.
Right.
Merrill Road goes east, but it's into the fields, and it's not really like an outlet necessarily. It kind of is. And then 2000 South, it's just a one-way road, and there's no way to...
Yeah.
There's no way to... I know they're going to expand Merrill Road to make it two-lane, but this guy did have a good idea, which led to another idea that I ran by Danielle Larkin. Shout out to her. But he had suggested... walking bridges over the roads for walkers and bikers. But then she said, what if you did a culvert underground instead and it keeps it cooler during the summer?
I wonder which is cheaper, I guess, is my thought.
And I think that way we kind of determined without really knowing that that would probably be cheaper than an over bridge. So that's just an idea. I don't know if there's even any, I haven't talked to the developer of the city, if there's anything that they're doing other than just expanding the Merrill Road and right there, because I think it bodes well for people to walk and bike there, because there's so many homes right around there too.
Right.
That if you could reduce some of the car, that's what we should try to do all over town. Reduce the amount of needed car traffic and provide more options for walking and biking.
The thing that scares me is it seems like once a week or so, we hear of a car pedestrian or car scooter or car electric bike accident. And it's like, and I know people are critical sometimes of the idea of maybe narrowing the road for cars so that we have a bike lane and a pedestrian lane and stuff. But that almost seems like that needs to be the answer at this point if we're going to have any walking and biking in this town.
Yeah. And with all the trails and all the quality of life that, you know, we're all about in this town.
Yeah.
Walking and biking is so crucial. And I know, like, for me, if I had options to walk and bike with my kids to, whether it's to go to the grocery store or to go get something to eat, I would love that. If there's a safe option of doing it, I would love it. And so, anyway, that's an interesting, the infrastructure right there, it will be interesting because this Paseo is going to be a destination. It's somewhere that travelers are going to go, locals are going to go.
Yeah.
Families, you know, it's so, yeah.
Let me give you an example of what we were talking about as far as the safety. So my dad lives kind of behind the mall over there, behind Vasa and all that. I live on the other side of the freeway in Middleton. As the crow flies, we're less than a mile apart. But as you know, Middleton is on one side of the freeway.
Yep.
You have, thankfully, we have Gateway, so you can get through now.
Right.
And then you have the mall and Mall Drive and all that stuff. And getting to my dad's house by car is hard enough. I can't. My wife has said a couple of times, it's not very far. I'll just walk. I'm like, I do not want you walking through there. I mean,
can you walk through Gateway?
You can, sort of.
Is there a sidewalk? I haven't even thought about if there's a sidewalk there. I don't know if there is.
Well, I know that there's an island there where when Gateway meets River Road or Red Cliff Drive now.
True.
But I don't know if there's... I mean, it's just, like I said, I've told my wife, man, she's like, oh, it's not very far. I'm like, I know it's not very far, but think about what's between here and there. It's just, you're taking your life into your hands.
For sure.
Trying to get there. So we need more than that. I agree with Daniel Larkin on a lot of these things, is we need to figure out a way for cars, bikes, scooters, people, pedestrians to all exist together.
And that's the thing. And sometimes it's a hard conversation because if you minimize roads, like, for example, the 700 East right in front of the university.
Right.
I know that's been a hot topic because they narrowed it and put the bike lane. And I know it's going to be frustrating for a minute, but I've been over there and I've seen how much that's being used. And that's right in front of a university where a lot of students are probably walking and biking.
A lot of walking and biking.
And so, yes, if you're used to driving down 700 East all the time, then yes, it's become a little different, right? It's become a little frustrating. But if there's some people that are like, oh, you know what? There's actually another just as quick of a route to where I'm headed. Right. I'm just going to avoid that.
Yeah, go over to 400
All the cars are there's a lot of cars avoiding that area. It's giving a safer option for students walking to and from school or biking to and from school. And it really makes a difference. And I think it's a positive difference overall. There's obviously going to be the frustrating parts at the beginning, but I think if we can just continue to figure out more of that in places like downtown or around a lot of the shopping and dining to give people more options than cars, I think it's great.
My daughter and her husband go to BYU. They're young married students going to BYU, and he rides an electric scooter to class every day.
Oh, yeah.
And Provo is not set up for, they don't have bike lanes and scooter lanes. I mean, and every day he almost dies. And fortunately, we've talked him into where he does wear a helmet. But those, the electric scooter, he'll go up maybe 25, 30 miles an hour, and you got, it's scary.
Yeah.
So we hope to avoid something like that. Now, I mean, you right out here, Bluff Street is 45 miles per hour. There's seven lanes now.
Right.
Is that a biking, walking street?
No.
Not really, no. Will we need to make it one someday? I don't know what the answer to that is.
But. Yeah, Bluff Street's hard. I think the corridor, it's just what it's become. I don't know that you can, if you can retract it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And speaking of corridor, the northern corridor has been in the news lately. I saw someone. So I'm browsing through social media the other day, and there's a petition. Sign the petition to save the turtles. I mean, it was tortoises, but you know what I'm saying. I was just like, this is maybe the very deceiving. I feel like it was a dishonest post, and it was, it was basically saying you're a bad person if you don't sign my petition to save the turtles.
Right.
And I was before you came on, I was talking about, well, my wife has told me not to, engage with. I have a relative of mine who is very liberal, and I'm not allowed to engage anytime this person posts something, but. my wife's advice does not apply to McCray Hepler. I think you were right there commenting on this stuff, weren't you?
Yeah. No, the biggest thing, that thing has been a hot mess politically, just because there's been so many agreements and compromises and things throughout the years that last year they just basically were like, nope, none of that all matters, so we're just going to nix it.
Yeah.
Which is not okay. And the problem is, because of all those prior arrangements, now it's positioned essentially where we either get the corridor or Zone 6, which is down in Moe's Valley, which is thousands of acres, is going to get developed instead. And so it's one or the other at this point. And I know people that are very, very passionate about it are saying, well, it doesn't need to be either one. And it's like, well, that's not exactly how it works, because many years ago, they traded a small portion of land up there. It was like 150 acres for about 6,600 acres in around Moe's Valley, Green Valley area. At that point, you netted 60-something hundred acres. Yeah.
Pretty good deal, if you ask me.
And I don't know all the specifics of all of it, but I have stayed in tune because we do need that road. And I just think that it's all compromises, right? There's give and takes, and ultimately this thing has been in the works for like 16 years.
Yeah.
And there's been compromises and arrangements and agreements along the way. And that's all that is being asked is follow all of that. Don't just nix it and think that that's okay too, anyway, I hope that it gets figured out, because it definitely is necessary.
The result, if it doesn't happen, is there were two things that could happen. They proposed turning Red Hills Parkway into some kind of
belt route. Which would be an
absolute
disaster because it's already a belt route. That's the thing is I dropped my daughter off at Wee Wonders up there, preschool, up on Red Hills Parkway. And I'm also up there because my office is just right at the base of here up the hill. So sometimes instead of going down the boulevard, I'll go up there. And it is so busy.
I drive it every day, I know.
And so to have a off-ramp from I-15 onto another one onto Red Hills Parkway to make that be even more, I'm like, how does that make sense?
No,
and same with the boulevard, that whole alternate route,
one
too.
Way I just, thing, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's necessary up around the backside, and that'll alleviate Red Hills Parkway. Yeah.
All right, let's get
politics.
A break in. That's why you and I didn't run for office. Right?
Yeah, seriously.
We'll take a break when we come back. Spend just a couple minutes talking about Exit 10, what's happening over there, including what's going in where Joanne's was. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. McCray Hepler is here today. Probably the last time McCray and I will get to hang out together on the radio. I don't know. Do you have a podcast?
Too bad.
Well, maybe I can be on one of your videos. That would be really fun.
Yeah, it would. Or I might end up starting a podcast. So if I do,
we'll do
that. Or if you ever need a sidekick on a Friday night.
There you go. You know, I never thought about that because a few weeks ago I had to do a game by myself. I was
really?
Had a color guy. I should have called McCray Hepler.
I can fill in. So
nice.
Let me know.
It was Snow Canyon Pineview that night, and so you didn't go to either school, so you should be able to be a neutral.
No, but I know the history of both very well.
Yeah, very cool.
I could have talked. There's some last names out there that
I
know that I know.
There's at least one Eslin and some Hafens and some Staley's and stuff. So absolutely. I wanted to take just a couple minutes to talk about Exit 10, some developments there. I mean, you think Exit 10, you think, okay, Walmart, Costco's right there, Albertsons, but what about new stuff, McCray?
Yeah, so there's quite a bit going on there. On the north side, there are another hotel's going in, Residence Inn by Marriott. That's already underway. There's another one, Homewood Suites by Hilton.
This is on the other side of the freeway?
On the north side of the Green Springs side.
Okay, all right.
Then you had Panera Bread open up this year.
Love Panera Bread.
Quick Quack. And the next to it, Cypress Credit Union's about to go under construction on their building that will also have additional office space and restaurant space in it. And then across the way, there's a lot of people are asking, because on the Winco is going further east,
right?
And right around the Boilers pickleball court and off that new exit 12.
Mm-hmm.
And there's dirt moving on the west side of the park, which is for some other retail. But then across the freeway from there and more toward exit 10 behind, kind of behind the Ross and the Natural Grocers and all that, there's a big apartment complex that just started.
Okay. How big is big?
It's 168 units, I think.
Pretty big.
So it's a good size. That'll be a great addition there, I think. And then you talk about Joanne. I still don't know the Joanne story. I do know that they're talking to a company, and they're pretty close.
It's a fairly big retail spot.
It is a spot. Yeah, it's a big spot. Yeah, so that one they're hoping to secure here pretty soon. And then in that same area, there's a new smoothie place. That I hear, I haven't been yet, but it's Smoothie King.
Smoothie King.
Which is all over the country.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's the best smoothie out there.
All right.
Apparently.
All right.
And so that one just opened right next to like Rumbies, Club Pilates, right there when you turn into like when you go to Best Buy, right across from Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
So that one just opened
up. In-N-Out for those of you. Right
yeah, In-N-Out. Yeah. And then from there, there's a couple other restaurants. So right across, there's a Wendy's that shut down right across Texas Roadhouse.
That Wendy's had a very bad reputation.
Yes, it did.
Probably good.
Mint Indian Bistro, and they're from Las Vegas. and they're going to take that over. I don't know the time frame on it, but their signs are up. And
is it going to be like a kind of a sit-down waiter type place?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. But I've heard good things, though, already.
Right.
And so that'll be good. And then across from there, there's a new pad that just is starting to go vertical that will have two retail spots. They both have grease traps, so there could be restaurants there, but they don't have anybody's sign just yet.
See, he knows to look for the sign. There's a grease trap. It's going to be a restaurant.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then in the there's a lot going on right here. That was a packed video. Going back to 3050 East, where Bishop's Grill is, Washington Vet. It's right next to the Sportsman's Warehouse right up in there. The Hardy Beat, which was a food truck, created a brick and mortar cafe.
Beet as in the thing that grows in the ground.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a plant based, all gluten free, soy free.
Dwight Schrute would be proud.
Plant based
beets.
Yeah, what's that?
Dwight Schrute, The Office.
Yeah. He loves beets. Yeah. Yep. So they opened up there. They still have their food truck as well for events. And then they took Grey Dog's place, which is that's actually my dog groomer. They just moved two doors down and opened up a new spa.
Oh, so they're still around. They just moved.
Yep. Okay. And then going south on 3050 East on the other side of Costco, right in front of the U.S. Chef store, there's a new coffee place coming to town called Seven Brew.
Okay.
And it's like one of the more popular, trendy new ones. It's their first location. They're going to have locations all over the county. And that one should be open first part of the year. And then heading further east, two really cool golf cart stories. Yeah. So Intermountain Golf Cars, which I just learned has been in business for 40 years, 25 years down here in St. George. Their base has been over here off of Sunset, up in that area for however long, but they moved over to, it was an old steel yard on 3050 East, just south of Costco. So that's going to be their new hub for all their rentals and service and even sales. They've got a little retail store down in Desert Color.
Right.
But they're all over the Intermountain West and family owned company. Really cool. And what's really cool is just around the corner from there where Wilson Electronics used to be,
mm-hmm.
Eco Battery just went in there. And Eco Battery is a company that's a couple years old. I think probably 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. They have just absolutely crushed the lithium. They have the leading technology for lithium batteries for golf carts. And so they're working with golf courses and golf company, like aftermarket stuff. They're doing lithium batteries for golf carts all over the world. And they've exploded. And a couple of friends of mine, actually, that are local golfers right here in St. George that partnered with some other people and have really, really taken off. And what's cool is Intermountain Golf Cars was their first customer.
Oh, nice.
And so it's just and now they're just right around the corner from each other, which I think is really cool. So
symbiotic.
Those are cool, two cool companies that are providing jobs, that are growing, that are like really, really cool, that I think have a lot of potential. So
very
Eco
cool.
Battery is actually going to get into the boat and RV market next. So
McCray Heffler is always keeping an eye on St. George.
So, yeah.
And I'm hoping McCray, I don't know they haven't hired a guy to replace me yet, but I'm hoping that first call he makes is, hey, McCray, can you come on at some point and talk about St. George? Because this is really, I love this segment. I love having you on. And
cool. I appreciate it.
I guess we don't get a sneak preview of where you might be going next.
Red Cliffs, actually. Red Cliffs, the mall, along with a couple things happening down Red Cliffs Drive.
Okay.
So much happening at Red Cliffs Mall. That place is booming. If you haven't been recently, definitely go. They've got some stores that are leading the country in their perspective brands. It's really cool.
And
a lot of good food, too.
And by the way, I wholeheartedly endorse Ronnie's Macaroni Grill. I love that place.
It's good. They're the top Ronies in the country right now. So
nice. We're out of time. McCray, thanks so much for all the service you've done.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for all the years. You're the man.
It's been a pleasure. We're out of time, folks. Thanks for listening. Press Daily on tomorrow on the show.